Nonsense and Melody with Gill and Demling. Day in Paris, he screamed.
That's right.
Will you be glad to leave?
Well, I'll be plenty glad to leave before the husband of the girl at the cigar counter finds out I'm not really a piano tuner.
I grasp. What does her husband do?
Sneak in the back door.
No, I mean for a living.
Oh, for a living. Well, he's a French stockbroker. You know, I can always tell a stockbroker when I see one.
Yeah?
My aunt married one, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you?
Mm-hmm.
Come, pull yourself together and answer me.
Well, was she happy with him?
Not for very long. Stockbrokers are tough to handle. He married her at 35 and tried to sell her when she hit 50.
That's my mistake.
Social?
Of course. My apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Would you wash out a pair of socks for me?
A pleasure.
Fine. Come along and we'll talk it over with the goldfish.
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, your dainty fingertips. There's something nice about your smile, mademoiselle. There's something nice about your style, mademoiselle. I love you tenderly. Dare I hope you might fall in love with me. I find my heaven in your eyes, mademoiselle. Beneath your spell I'm hypnotized, mademoiselle. I need you, my heart is yours to stay. So treat it gently, dear, I pray, mademoiselle.
Now, for the last time, Jean, won't you please, 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 please forgive me?
Oh, yeah, come on, Jean. After all, it wasn't Tom's fault that he got mixed up with Fifi. You know, Gil left him for a while and forgot all about it.
Well, I've been thinking it over, and maybe you're right.
Three cheers for Jean.
Make it two. She may change her mind.
No, Frank. I've decided that maybe I was a little hasty.
Good. Then it's settled?
Right. And as soon as I see Tom, I'll tell him. After all, he's a darling, and I love him.
Fine. Here's your chance for me thinks Tom loses at the offing or something.
Tom?
Oh, Jean, darling.
Yoo-hoo! Tommy, baby, wait for your fee-fee.
Uh-oh, Tom Bentley, you're leading with your chin.
Oh, so that's it. Still tagging around after that fee-fee, huh?
Oh, I almost lose you, Tommy. Why, you play with Fifi, huh? You think you lose me in this revolving door, Nespa?
That's right, Nespa, no.
Well, I guess this settles it.
Oh, Jean, please let me explain.
You couldn't explain if you tried till the next eclipse. And speaking of eclipses, I never want to see Mr. Bentley's son again. Goodbye.
Boy, what an exit.
Hey, listen, this is all your fault, Gil. I'm going to bust you wide open.
Yeah, well, if you do, you'll have to do it at a gallop. Come on, Willie, gangway, gangway.
Oh, tell me, Tommy, what is the matter?
Oh, shut up, Fifi. You've got me in enough trouble already.
Oh, Tommy, do not be mad at little Fifi. I love you, baby.
Well, I guess I'll have to make the best of it. Say, listen, Fifi. I'll show Jean she can't walk out on me. You and I are going places.
Ma foi. Oh, Tommy, you're the very nicest boy I ever meet.
Oh, Fifi, tell that to the Marines.
Oui, chérie, I have. Lots of them.
Say, you are a cute little trick at that. And you're dangerous. Say, you ought to have a husband.
A husband? Mon Dieu. I don't need a husband. I have the cat who stay out at night, the monkey who shoot tobacco, and a parrot who swear. Why for I need a husband? Come, Tommy, we have the little cocktails.
Oh, no cocktails for me. Say, there are 1,000 bars in Paris, and I haven't been in one of them.
Oui? Which one is that?
Oh, never mind. I mean it. I'm an athlete, Fifi. I don't drink, seldom smoke, and I don't run around with girls. And what's more, I'm in bed at 9 o'clock every night.
Oh, ma foi. You do not drink, do not smoke. You go to bed every night at 9?
That's right.
Oh, très bien. You come with me, Tommy.
Oh, wait a minute. Where are you going, Fifi?
Well, I take you home and let you use my sewing machine.
Gil, let's go to a restaurant. I'm hungry enough to eat a horse. In fact, a horse would suit me fine.
Well, don't look right now, but I think your supper is trotted down the street, headed this way.
Oh, come on, let's eat.
Any place in particular?
No, just so they speak English. Uh-huh. I don't want to have to draw pictures.
Hey, here's a place. The sign says English spoken here.
Oh, swell. Let's go in.
I think it's a great idea.
Ah, bonsoir, monsieur. Bonsoir.
Waiter, give us a table for ducks.
A table for ducks? Listen, aren't we good enough to eat with the other people?
Now, quiet. Ducks is French for two. Waiter, a table for ducks.
Ducks, monsieur, ducks.
Want to buy a duck?
Look, on table for ducks. This guy here and me.
Oh, oui, oui. A table for two.
Demling, you speak French with a high-class Brooklyn accent. How about that sign outside, English spoken here?
Oui, I speak the English perfect. What is it you wish?
Use wish. Looks like English is broken here.
Look, waiter, bring me a couple of 2-minute eggs.
Pardon, monsieur?
Eggs. 2 2-minute eggs. Look, it says right here on the menu, right here.
That is how you say the address of the place, 2 Rue de Leglon.
Very good, Demling. You're going places in this world, and I hope it's soon.
Well, look, what does Leglon mean?
It means the little eagle.
I'd better take an order of that and save time, will I?
Well, what are you going to have?
Well, I think I'll have an order of breaded doorknobs. Waiter, or garkin, if I'm not too continental, what kind of soup is there?
Soup, monsieur?
Well, you know your soup better than I do. Look, I don't want to know how it tastes. I want to know what kind it is.
Yeah, you know.
Ah, ma oui, ma oui, ma oui.
May we what?
Looks like it's plain old may we. You know what a steak is?
Oui, monsieur.
Well, then I'll take a steak, and it must be rare. Rare.
It must be rare.
Yeah.
How rare, monsieur? The chef, he does not know how rare is rare.
Well, to make it easy, I tell you what you do. Just walk the cow through here, and I'll take a bite out of it as it goes by. How'll that be?
Hey, what's this on the menu here? Filet de cheval and
lobby. Oh, that is how you say pigeon pie.
Wait a minute. How about the cheval part? Cheval means horse.
A horse?
Yeah.
Is there horse meat in it?
Sure. You said you could eat a horse, and here's your chance.
The pie, it is 50-50.
50-50. Half horse and half pigeon, huh?
Oh, oui, oui. One horse to one pigeon.
Well, that's Fair enough. We better go back to the eggs, Demling.
All right. Look, bring me 2 2-minute eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs? Eggs.
Yeah, sure, you know.
Boy, oh boy, is that realistic. You better get up and look. You may be a mother.
Pipe down, Gil, pipe down. Waiter, you see what I mean?
Oui. Poulet, chicken. How you want him? Fried?
No, I don't want chicken. Look, I want the next generation. Eggs.
Look, here it is on the menu. O-E-U-F-S.
Yeah, it's there, but how do you pronounce it?
I got a great idea. Stand up.
What for?
Never mind. Stand up. Now, look, waiter. When I hit him in the stomach, you listen, will
you?
Hey. Wait a minute. Quiet. You want eggs, don't you?
Yeah.
Here goes.
Oof.
Once more.
Oof.
There you are, waiter. Two oofs.
Marie. Just there. Clever these Americans.
Does he love his baby? What can this answer be? Ooh, la, 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 la. I take him to the door. We stand an hour or more. And do we know what's wrong? No, but ooh, la, la. My spine is shake like this. My heart is jump like that. My head goes spinning in a trance. Then he shouts a fibble of France. At 12 he jokes with me. At 1 I serve him tea. And then from 2 to 3, ooh, la, 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 la. We kiss your wounds in bed. We kiss once more in bed. We kiss your wounds in bed. Ooh, la, 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 la. He buy me shaggy lads and bonbons by the grape. Who I reciprocate, ooh, la, 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 la. He say to me, Sherry, you think you go for me? What he mean, I cannot see. But anyway, I say, I love him, there's no doubt. He knows what it's about. But if his Jean find out, ooh, la, 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 la.
Well, Willie, so much for Gay Parade.
And now for sunny Spain, the only country in the world where a man gets paid for throwing the bull.
Have you forgotten Congress?
Gil scores again.
Listen, hurry up with that packing, will you? The boat train leaves in 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, there's too much stuff in these suitcases. I can't get them closed.
All right, take out the hotel towels. There'll be plenty of room.
I resent that, Gil.
Speed it up, Demling.